Welcome to another episode of the Roughly Related to Reselling Podcast. My name is Perry Phillips. I go by Pothead Picker on Instagram. So this week I have a guest. His name's Jameson. He likes long walks on the beach. And he brought some stuff for me to look at. And so that's this is what's going on. What were we talking about with the the fuck were we just talking about in the circle? Yeah, I wanted to go back because I wanted to go back because you said Richard. I'm not going to say his name. I almost just said his name.
No names.
But yeah, that dude, it definitely would have tried to like quiet on the set me.
Rape you.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to say that. Trigger warning, I'm just kidding. I don't say that shit. But no, yeah, you definitely, he definitely would have, because he was like, hey, you should come. So, all right, let's just start at the top. Can I just, because I know you're like, oh, I don't want to do it like a podcast, but can I like do the backstory? Is that going to make you uncomfortable?
No, go ahead.
Cause I'll do the intro after. I didn't do an intro just per your request, and I don't do that often.
Okay.
This is the 16th episode of this show, which means it's an established show.
How many viewers do you have?
I don't look at that stuff.
I know you just started a note, so.
I really don't though. I don't look at it.
Yeah.
I check it like when I add a new one. But I don't like look at it for long and then I move on to the next thing because it's, I know it sucks right now.
You don't dwell on it.
Well, I usually do it by myself. So it's fucking, it's a lot like, you know, to do an hour nonstop.
You haven't done another one. This is the first like dual.
Amy did one with me, but she's been on, she used to do, you know, the old one, but it was her first time in a while. So she did like a half an episode because I had to finish up. So I try to do them weekly, but it doesn't ever happen. So like basically I write shit down that I want to talk about in the week and then I talk about it. And then, yeah. So yeah, that whole thing, the in the circle. So me and Jameson were in a band and we recorded an album. Was that the only album we recorded? Did we record somewhere else? Because I recorded in another studio.
Yeah, I only remember the one where we went with, we'll just say first names, but Eric, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that Eric, was the...
Eric F.
Yeah, I know, that was at the Brookline, like, it was like, they had a, the fuck was it?
It was at a school, right?
Yeah, it was like the recording arts school.
That's the only place I remember.
So we were in a band, so I can keep you hooked. Because I know this isn't technically reselling related, but we'll get into reselling stuff. Jameson brought some stuff. We're going to go through it. We didn't do video because we didn't, short on time. Yeah, we were in a band and one of the dudes we were in a band with ended up killing somebody. So we can, that just to keep you interested, but this doesn't have anything to do with that. We recorded an album and this guy wanted me to go back to record by myself, and I was like a teenager at the time. He's like, yeah, you can come back. And like, it was a hike, right? I mean, it was like what,
where he lived,
it was Alston, right?
Or the studio. Yeah, that was like Alston or Brighton. Yeah, one of them.
So I don't know what his intentions were, but for some reason he wanted me to come back by myself. But I was smart enough to be like, yeah, I'm not fucking doing that.
Oh, that's right, you didn't.
No, absolutely not. I'm not fucking retarded. So yeah, I just did not want to, you know, I didn't want to get diddied.
Get diddled.
Diddled like Diddy. So yeah, that's, but yeah, we made some terrible music for not very long.
Yeah, I have a few of the CDs in the box, so.
And then you killed somebody?
Me? No, it wasn't me.
Oh. I thought it was you.
Our other bandmate. Nick P.
Yeah, dude. But it was in self-defense. You got to get a hashtag going to get him out.
Yeah, self-defense.
Get step. That guitar. Dude, then we can get the band back together. I thought about it. That would be a good documentary. A no-name band gets fucking this dude out of prison to get the band back together.
Does he still have our stuff?
I don't think so. I think I got... Well, actually, I don't know. I think I got one guitar. I don't know. Because I had like an Ibanez. Remember that gray Ibanez I had?
Yeah.
It was a sick... It looked. I thought it was cool. I thought it looked like something Stained would use. The guitars from Stained.
I do remember that.
And I don't know what happened. I think I pawned it, to be honest with you, when I was like drinking a lot.
Yeah. They probably sold all this stuff anyways to pay for his bail money. So...
Yeah,
all of our speakers and we had brought all the stuff from the church, right? Like the speakers, and they gave us the drum set, and we brought it to his house, and then he killed someone.
What the fuck is this kid doing?
But all right, you want to get into the stuff before the? Oh, you got to do an intro, right?
No, I'll do the intro later. I'll do it afterwards.
I thought you didn't want to splice it together.
Well, I did it for you. All right. Let me see what time.
But I'll let you go through it, and you can unbox it, and I'll tell you what things are.
Oh, you will?
I'll inform you.
we'll describe the audio. I don't even know. Fuck are these boxes? Are these the boxes you guys use at work?
I mean, we don't really archive stuff anymore, but we did.
I feel like they shouldn't give you guys these little strings, because you'll string them together and hang yourselves.
All right, so
kid.
I know I did it nice and neat.
Jameson brought some DVDs and CDs that.
So all
I'm gonna sell.
So the reason those are separate from
there's nothing in them.
There's nothing in them yet, okay. But they're all the original cases.
So those are essentially worthless.
What are you talking about? These are all Nirvana or Sublime.
Yeah,
but I know there's no CD. I know.
Yeah,
but
it's like.
But if you find it, everything's still there. It's all intact. It should be good.
And then these ones all have the CDs?
No, the same thing.
Same?
But these are the only ones. But it sucks because, like, there's some good CDs in
there. This one you come across a lot.
Oh, yeah.
These two you find a lot, sometimes by themselves. So he brought some CDs. Let's go through these. So 311 Transistor, Bush, Razorblade, Suitcase. I don't remember that album.
Yeah, remember
Greedy? Clips?
Remember Greedy Fly?
Yeah. Clips? You don't have
I know, I wish I had.
CD. Was that?
Yeah, that was a good... You
grinding?
Know, like most of these, my brother, I won't say which brother, but lost most of these, but then a few of them, I think the two brothers from Hawaii lost some of these too. So.
And then Sublime, 40 Ounces of Freedom, Bleach, Nirvana, Incesticide, Nirvana in Utero, Nirvana from the Muddy Banks of Wishka. And Nirvana Unplugged in New York. Hit this album I got, the Sublime album I got. It's crazy because I find it everywhere now. But I got it at, I remember it was like a little CD store. And I was with my mom, and then it was just me and her in the car, and we were driving back, and she let me listen to it in the car. And you know the part where it like cuts to fucking Sex?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know that was on there, so it's just me and my mom in the car, and it's just like, like
it's like intense awkward. Too. It's not like a little.
Yeah, it's some hardcore. It's fucking.
Like, oh yeah.
Me and Robin were fucking sitting there. I'm like, this is fucking awkward.
So yeah, so the rest of these are, I just want to separate them from that because the other CDs all have CDs in them, but so now these are DVDs, but. If you want to go stick
two
with...
Two copies of Wedding Crashers, that's unusual.
I know,
look at
Ann, Chuck, and Larry. I don't know why, I just... Yeah,
well,
so,
you had people that used to live with.
Well, like that's what I mean. I think like one of the... Am I talking too loud?
No, just I'm turning our levels down a little bit. We're talking loud, so we don't need the levels that high.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it sounds like we're screaming.
But you're right, yeah. Like, I probably got this, and then like living with like, you know... Morin, or you know, someone from the past, I accumulated this, and so I got two. What else did I have? Oh, two Wedding Crashers.
Sin City. I just got a bunch of Sin City toys.
Shawshank. Complete First Season of South Park.
Yeah, this is basically like,
I know they're not worth anything crazy, but I'm just saying, like, but there's a
I would probably sell this for like $15 to $20.
The whole box?
Yeah. Maybe not even.
And there's nothing good? Are you actually looking at the titles?
Yeah, I could see.
The Town, The Surrogate. You know why I got this movie, The Surrogates with Bruce Willis?
The Surrogates with Bruce Willis?
Because it was filmed in Boston.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I've ever heard that. Devil's Due.
Oh, yeah. So there's a few horror movies. I don't know if they're that great, though.
I don't know. We could scan this one. Here, take that. Put that one aside. We'll scan that
one. Last House on the Left. I know that's not, like, super...
Yeah, I don't think it goes for...
And some of them have, yeah...
Unrated version.
Some of them probably have stickers. Like, some are, like, old Blockbuster movies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of these are
Mystic River. These are all the Boston, like Perfect Store, Mystic River.
It's always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I got just random like shows. Like he has Chappelle's Show, like second season.
Oh shit.
Blow.
I remember watching that movie with you guys.
300s at the end, like
we thought we were so cool.
Doing
Blow, listening to Blow.
And Edge of Darkness and My Best Friend's Wedding. These are Boston movies, that's why I got them.
That's pretty gay.
I used to be in a... This one has Dane Cook. This is Mel Gibson. It's at The Fighter. Yeah. And it's, yeah, nothing special for movies.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to take them out and, like, analyze each one, but...
No.
You can just tell when it's worth shit.
Yeah, I mean, I sell a lot of DVDs.
But, yeah. I figure I'll leave you these boxes too, so you can have storage for now.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Do you not want the box, or you do?
Not really, because I can get rid of these like.
Oh no! I'll take
them. A couple days.
I'll take them. All right.
But yeah, it's like I'm probably just gonna sell them all together.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of these.
Because I usually lot them up by genre, but they're just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, no, my CD collection's a little better than my DVDs.
But I would honestly probably start it at $24.99, and I would get an offer for...
Like 15.
15 or 20.
I mean, dude,
that's realistic.
I don't watch any of these, so...
Minus fees, 15% eBay fees.
Yeah, I'm not looking to get a lot of money. I'm not looking at, like...
Like, you were already paid with the edibles.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, I'm not...
But looking. No, like, it wouldn't be much at all.
So you don't want this box, then?
No, I'll sell it. It'll go quick.
No, I mean, you don't want, like...
Oh, the box itself? I mean, I'll keep it, just as... Yeah,
it's like, that's what I'm saying, until you sell it to store them.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's all I was saying. All right, yeah.
I thought I might have space for them, but I don't think so. All right.
Yeah, I would say the CDs...
I already picked it up once.
Hold up.
I'll hold both mics. Now I'm on this track. Oh, your mic sounds better. What's up with that? This mic sounds fucked. It sounds like I'm in a vacuum. Hold on.
Sounds the same to me, like in my ears.
Is it?
I mean, when you speak, yeah.
I feel like it's muffled. No? Am I good?
You sound clear to me. Yeah.
Edibles.
All right, well, you can do the honors.
Yeah, remind me to talk about the fact that I just had a yard sale. I just finished a yard sale. Been fucking up since 5 a.m.
I know.
Doing a goddamn yard sale. Well, I was up earlier than that. Oh, the CDs.
Oh, I threw that in there, too. I know it's not worth anything, but if...
Tonka. Diecast car. Just had it forever.
But just take it. I mean, unless it's completely worthless. It's
probably worthless.
These are the ones. Are you looking it up? I'll let you look it up.
No, you can talk to me.
Oh, no, I was just saying I don't know why I didn't put those in there. Maybe I have to fill space, but these are a few other movies. But I don't have the case.
Inception. Guilt Trip. Dude, Guilt Trip's actually worth a ton of money.
Is it really?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I was like,
My mom made me see that with her. She's like, it's Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah. So I got like this. Like, I know, again, this is, but like, I'm just saying it's the World Series.
Yeah.
Whatever. It'd still be 15.
Did you actually watch that?
When it came out. And when I got it, yeah.
What did you do while you watched it? Did you watch that documentary Oh wait, Gone Baby Gone. Did you watch? Yeah, that's it, right? Oh no, Gone Girl. That was it. The documentary about the chick who gets kidnapped. But they reference Gone Girl, not Gone Baby Gone.
And then I don't know if these make any difference, but like, these are Blu-ray.
That one's promo.
This one's not open either.
I would hang on to Step Brothers.
No, but these are part of the.
I know.
Oh, what do you mean?
Step Brothers is sealed.
You would hang on to it for what?
Just I have like sealed video games. Yeah. I keep sealed certain sealed media.
Yeah, this one isn't, but this one is.
Yeah. So like.
But anyways,
I would hang on to that one, the Step Brothers one. Hold on.
Are you looking that up?
Yeah.
Look up. I'm just curious what that is too. I know it's probably nothing, but.
We're just looking shit up. I had a yard sale, and I sold. I didn't even see how much money. I can count the money on the fucking sale. Yeah, they're like, that's not the exact one, but similar. One sold for $8.95 free shipping, and the other one sold for $6.47 plus shipping. From.
Yeah. So do you want? I mean. I'm giving it to you.
It would just go back in the yard sale pile. Like, I can just go throw it out in that free pile right now, or if anybody's even going to come.
If you're going to do that, then
fuck myself.
Yeah, go after yourself. What about the movie?
Oh, is my kid awake?
No.
You see her sleeping?
I don't see anyone moving.
Well, yeah. Hold on, I need to go check.
Will you check?
Just talk. Talk like you're talking.
I know. But don't you have... You have two monitors right here.
I know, but this one's...
There's no one moving. They must be fucking high.
This thing sucks. The battery dies like 5 minutes and it starts beeping. We might only get a little bit done. Fucking kids, dude.
What do you mean? We have to go through this.
I know, we're getting there.
Well, let's just finish the shit.
Alright, fuck.
Alright, so look at the movie later. Unless you can do it quick.
Of course I can do it quick.
Well, I don't know, everything else has been so fucking slow.
$3.50 free shipping.
All right, it's worth jack shit. Right? So the CDs I can. Well, I'll start off with these because before we get to that, I'll give you because these are even older. You don't need them. But I got some cool cassette.
What's that? Head PE. Oh.
So this is sales CDs. Yeah. This is I know. None of these. This is Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men. This is actually good. This is the Eagles.
I do have a lot that I'm putting together. The Seal and the Boyz II Men goes.
Eagles, Hell Freezes Over. I got Hootie and the Blowfish. Their Rearview Mirror. Shut the fuck up. Brian Adams. So far.
Listen to Brian Adams. What the fuck,
dude?
Why did you listen to Brian Adams?
No, this was the music my mom was suggesting me to listen to. Honestly, she bought. No, she did. She bought me.
She
this.
Took you. And she got. Brian Adams.
No, she
the
bought
Lion
me
King,
this, and she
Hootie
bought
Hootie and the Blowfish, the
not
Eagles.
All, no, not all.
Mariah Carey.
Not all of them. She bought me these two. I think I might have got those of my own. Lion King. Do you know who
My kid loves the Lion King.
Do you
soundtrack.
Know who did the score for this?
Elton John.
No, like the composer.
John Williams. I don't know.
Hans Zimmer. You fucked up.
Head PE.
That's it. But look at the these are like
is
cool.
This a single?
These are like promotional kind of tapes I got back in the day. Yeah, I
think this might be worth a little bit of money.
Yeah, this too. This is a random like Stanford.
Ooh, this is in like good condition too.
I know. That's what I mean.
This might be. It's there's cool. Nothing to. Let me see.
Nothing to compare it to, right?
I can look it up. Let me just. Oh.
Look at this bad boy.
Kid's not crying. All right, you got to talk while I'm doing this.
This thing's making a fucking noise. Yeah. So yeah, these are all my cassette tapes. This is another.
So, dude, Head PE. I loved Head PE back in the day. I remember I saw Head PE live and they got booed. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like so confused as to why they got booed.
But the thing is, I probably got that at like.
You probably got that with me.
Well, yeah, it's that too, or it's at some.
Because I've seen them live.
Some like alternative show we went to. And, you know, they give away like the promo CDs.
Dude,
and
they were so sick back in the day. They had that song, Ain't Nothing Working.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing right. There's a hole in me that I can't see, no matter how hard I try. promo cassette. I just put the name of the band. And then
you got some porn, fucking high, some dude. Porn showed up.
I'm high. No, I'm on eBay. Head PE. Oh yeah, if you put head.
Well, yeah, I thought you put head.
Head. Do you know what the PE stands for?
Asians. I don't know.
Planet Earth.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the head stand?
Yeah,
for?
I mean, I don't think it's. I don't think it goes for much. Here's one for that's brand new sealed, and it goes for $15.99.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be. But like, it's a cool thing to have. I mean,
yeah, it will go good in a lot.
So yeah, so like these actual cases. I mean, that might be a little something. Gin blossoms.
Yeah,
don't fucking say that until you put it online. Shit,
I sell this shit all the time. All
right,
I've been doing this for like 4 years.
I'm gonna
years.
Fucking break all these and put them back. So I don't know. Like this is a random like. Single CD I got.
Stanford Prison Experiment.
It might be like some random.
Some of your friends from fucking college.
It might be some random dude, some fucking autistic kid that might want that.
Compete Burner.
But it was another like promo like CD like thing.
1998.
But I don't know. I don't know who the who
Stanford is. Prison Experiment.
Oh, and just to, before you look that up, and these are just loose. Look, this is Madonna, and this is Boyz II Men. I know you don't care, but I'm just showing. And then I'll let you.
I'm excited to look at the CDs. I'm trying to track my kid down on this.
I know. This is fucking so annoying with your kids.
This is what I deal with trying to do a podcast, like try to fit in. She just like she all knows right. Where the
and that thing just
are.
Died, so now it's over.
No, it didn't die. You know when it starts to die. Oh. See, it's already at like one bar. No, it's not. Stanford Prison Experiment.
It's
let me
probably
see.
Where it's jack shit, but whatever.
But yeah, the art sale, I think it was a success. That lady bought a bunch at the end. The Haitian ladies went crazy on the home decor.
Mm.
Dude, I've had so much shit. That all came from the storage unit yesterday. I was fucking not looking for. I was like, man, this. All this stuff is going to have to get donated. And she bought, one lady bought like a whole box and then filled another bag of ugly ass pillowcases, like the ugliest fucking pillowcases you would ever see. And she just bought a fucking shit ton of them. And she had her family member fucking sell me money.
Shit, they need that shit in Haiti right now.
Well, she said that she sends them overseas.
Yeah, there's a war going on out there.
Yeah, isn't there's some dude named Barbecue or something running around fucking eating people?
Eating people? I don't know. But no, he's the gang. He's a gang leader, and they've taken over Haiti.
Is his name Barbecue?
I think that's like he's a gang leader. You know, they all have like nicknames, like fucking.
Is that the nickname that
Johnny
gave him, or is that
Johnny Small Dick Cooper? The U.S. Well, I don't know. They don't speak English, so I'm assuming that might be the U.S. one. So,
have you ever heard of the dictator? I can't remember his name, but he was a dictator of Haiti way back in the day. He was like crazy brutal, and he like did shit with voodoo. And I can't remember his name though. I listened to a podcast about him.
I know what you mean though. I mean, I know Haitian people, not all of them, but they've been known to have like the voodoo. Kind of religion kind of comes from there. Like the neighbor I used to live next to in Brockton, Cecilia. Dude.
We might just have to do a half hour. Dude, I had to type it in. So brand new, there's a factory sealed thing for 25, but that's not the same one. I don't see any sold.
That's what I was saying. Well, it's probably so like rare. I mean, it's like
it's so rare. Nobody wants
it. Is who the who do you think still has this from the 1998?
I find shit like that all the time, and but people anyways, just don't. Yeah, like, I don't know. You have to find a very specific person.
All right, I'll let you go through these because you can actually look. But before you do that, look at. I want to show you this stuff. Before, don't look at the other stuff yet.
I want to.
Don't look at it.
Jesus.
I'm just joking.
This one's up. Is she crying?
Oh, yeah. So I got you some of these. All right. So this is already over.
Oh, kid.
But
what?
No, but see, I have stuff like this. So, like,
I have a sealed copy of Adam's, of that album.
Yeah.
Sealed.
Oh, yeah. But so, like, I have ones where they're not. I don't have the case, but I actually have the CDs. So, like, you know, you just got to look. This is Beastie Boys, The Five Boroughs, To the Five Boroughs. Those are in the circle.
I had that album, too.
But look at, I got the most random shit, like Prodigy, Mobb Deep.
Prodigy, Mobb Deep.
I got The Game, Doctor's Advocate, Cameron, Come Home With Me, some random Sublime CD, Radiohead, Petey, Pablo Honey.
I just... When you said the Mobb Deep thing, I just, you know how sometimes you remember shit, like when somebody mentions something? Mm. When I first moved to California, I was hanging out with my cousin. I think pretty sure we hung out with one of the dudes from Mobb Deep. Mm. I don't remember which one, but that was like right when I moved to California. I'm not famous.
But, you know, so, like, I'll let you go through them. But, like, yeah, Oasis, like, 3 Days Grace, that's what that other
stuff. Yeah, I don't need to look at, inspect those ones, but.
But, so what I'm saying.
DMX.
What I'm saying.
Kid, you saw DMX right before he died. That's crazy.
So what I'm saying is, would you still be able to sell these without, without the case?
Without the case, yeah, I would just put them in a lot.
Because this is, so, like.
Sorry, dude. I'm checking on the kids. All right,
so
I can pay attention to multiple things. I have to do it. I have kids.
I'm just gonna move these out of the way, but so we can get. But yeah. So then, so basically, all this is like all like random Christian stuff.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The most money that I see right here is probably the Christian stuff, just because.
Yeah. So all this. So this is like Sonic Flood is Christian. So I tried to put them in alphabetical.
It's weird that you have this much Christian rock.
These are in alphabetical order, and then I started alphabetical order from here because obviously I couldn't go across. So like A's start here. So like I have Alice in Chains, some Audio Adrenaline, but then also A's are over here, like American Rejects, Armageddon soundtrack, and stuff. I still don't think you're looking at all the CDs, like Beastie Boys, Hello Nasty.
What do you want me to look at?
Well, like, you're just like, oh, I'm gonna sell all these, but there's fucking good CDs in here by themselves. Save the Last Dance. I actually have, look at, I mean, you could do a lot, like, look at Beastie Boys, Ill Communication, like, don't just fucking gloss over those. I'm just But I mean, I have like a few of like the same CDs.
Yeah, see how many pre-owned, $478 free shipping, no, $549 free shipping.
No, I know they don't go for money.
But like, I love the Beastie Boys as much as the next person, but $299.
But it's like, who still has it in this condition? Like, look at this shit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of look them in this. That condition.
Fucking perfect.
I know. Unfortunately, you don't have this, well, you have like, some hip hop, but you don't have anything.
But then I have like this one, Perry. Like,
unfortunately, you were too commercial. You listen to just,
you know, like with this one, this is already broken up. But like,
yeah, but you can get it. You can just swap it out.
Yeah, it's all together. Like that's the
CD. You swap out that the top case. I keep CDs whenever I get like a lot. Oh
yeah, that's right.
CD.
You can just do. But what about like the back? Because this is kind of like,
you can swap that out too.
Can you do that too? Yeah. Yeah, but then there's like, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Radiohead, Outkast, Oasis. I actually have this Nirvana CD, my one that Ryan didn't lose. Nelly,
Stain,
no.
Stain the Illusion of Progress.
Yeah, Method Man, Foo Fighters, Limp Bizkit. These are all Kanye right here. John Mayer, Jimmy Eat World, some Jay-Z, Jack Johnson, Lil Wayne, Foo Fighters. That wasn't Foo Fighters. This was Matchbox 20. Finch,
Everclear.
Yeah, so you have more money in here than in
the... Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, like this is Days of New, Dave Matthews. These are on my dashboard.
Yeah. Bush. There's nothing. All of these
can
are
I just,
be...
Can I just okay, say all sorry, the names?
Sorry, yeah, I can see it. Sorry.
I know, but I want everyone to hear Birdman. And then Backstreet.
Birdman. You miss Birdman.
I know. He's fucking...
Put some respect on Birdman's name.
So these, the Carmen, this is like...
You didn't say Armageddon.
Oh, yeah, Armageddon, Brand New.
Stay awake.
So, like, Carmen.
Just to hear you breathing.
I got a few Creed CDs.
Creed? Is that considered Christian rock? Should I?
Yeah. I got two Eminem CDs, Relapse and Relapse. Refill. Ja Rule. Like, just old jars. So, I got some Jars of Clay right here. Remember the band Live? Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Pearl Jam. Offspring. So...
Here come the men in black.
Yeah, so everything here is...
Galaxy is Defenders.
But yeah, I think you should have some decent money here.
Yeah. It's not... Yeah. Again,
no, I know it's not a lot. No, I know.
The Christian albums, you know what I mean, could be...
They probably will, because like...
Because those are like bands that are like, were more mainstream Christian rock.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people probably don't have like... Had like saved those, you know, besides maybe the Christians.
Yeah, and people will buy that. And then they'll be like, hey, brother, they reach out. They're but like, this... hey, brother, can I pray for me? Can I pray for you? I'm like, sure.
But the Audio Adrenaline's good. And then, where did I put the fuck? Oh, these ones right here. DC Talk was huge. Like the DC Talk Jesus Freak. Like, this is a fucking. Fucking DC fucking Jesus. Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, these DC Talk CDs are good. And Newsboys.
Dang, she keeps laying down and waking up, this little shit.
But yeah, that's all I have, man. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
And some random, some other like sample CDs, like this is like some Jägermeister. Music tour in 06. So like
I went to that with you.
Yeah, I would say we probably went to this.
That together. Was when I left. I left my graduation. I was like, "Fuck this school. Let's go see Stained." And we went and saw Stained and like Disturbed, I think.
Yeah. No, I know a lot of the stuff. We were probably the shows we went to. So
I was thinking about going to a show in July.
Mm.
What is it? The one Levitate or whatever.
Love it, yeah.
Leviathan. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, I don't know. Like reggae shit?
Mm-mm. There's a bunch of different bands. That dude, Oliver Anthony's going to be there. Boy, if you're 5'3", 300 pounds. That guy.
I still don't even know who that is, but yeah.
You know that song.
Do I?
Yeah. Living in a small town.
This probably would have been better though if we had some video to show what we were looking at, but
yeah, no, I think they would get the picture just by us saying the names and seeing as how most resellers who sell CDs see these CDs all the time.
I know.
Don't get me wrong, I appreciate them.
Oh no, I know.
It's just
I
hold funny. People always think that.
I know. Like, I hold on to them, and I'm like, oh, that's why
people,
I didn't keep
yours. So you hold them and sentimental. You're like, you've never seen one this nice.
Well, not even that.
You've
never seen
one with cum stains.
I just thought, like, you know, over the years, like people don't hold on to these, but then there's probably 100 other people like me that held on to their CDs.
Yeah, but you know honestly, I mean? The condition is really good because a lot of times people have CDs and the condition is shit. Of the CD cases and the CDs.
Yeah, no, what was that? Oh, I thought I heard it. No, I used to keep them. The only time they would get messed up is when I let people borrow them, like the Hawaiian Brothers, and I'd get them back friggin' scratched. I gave them like my Everclear CD once when I first got it, and I gave it back, came back, and it was like, couldn't even put it in the CD player. It was just completely scratched. He's like, oh yeah, it fell out. We just had it on the floor, like stepping on it.
That was the worst too, when you would give it to somebody at school and they like, you know what I mean? And you'd be like, here, like let somebody you knew from school borrow it just because you didn't want them to think you were a dork. And then they never give it back. And you're like,
oh, that too. Yeah.
I traded with a dude. He's a friend of mine and we traded video games like to borrow, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So he let me borrow like Legend of Zelda and fucking Street Fighter for Super Nintendo, and I let him borrow Zombies Ate My Neighbors for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And then he moved, and he never gave me the game back, but I kept his games too. But I'm like, dude, I want the other fucking game. You know what I mean? I've got, I can get a copy of Zelda. I come across them all the time. My kid.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I'm sorry.
You gotta give up one, the podcast or your fucking family.
Let's just, all right, you know what we can do? We'll pause the podcast. We'll go up, get the kids. We'll drive them to the fire station, drop them off. And then we'll go get them later. We'll be like, listen, it was just a misunderstanding.
That's a misunderstanding.
Show up drunk. Well, I mean, what time are you going to stay here for a little bit? It's so nice out. It's 2.
No, I don't know. I think
I don't know if she's going to be getting out. I got to clean
honestly
the house
think I'm going to, after we're done, I'm probably going to take off, to be honest.
No, that's fine because I got to clean up.
Yeah. We're telling the podcast what we're doing after.
Huh?
I said we're telling everyone what we're doing after, but when they hear this, it won't even make sense.
The three people who are listening won't give a shit.
What's up, Dan?
What's up, Mom?
Who's the third? Amy. What's up, Amy?
Amy does not listen. The only way Amy would listen is if I put it on her phone. She wouldn't be able to figure out how to get it on. So I could talk shit. That's why I don't put it on her phone, because I could talk shit. No, I'm just kidding. I think I did put it on for her.
But yeah, man.
I doubt she listens, though. She listens to me enough at home. She doesn't want to listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
Just to listen to all the bullshit I talk about at home. She's like, why would she want to listen to that?
Gotcha. All right, let's freaking end this thing.
We still have time. This kid's not screaming and crying yet.
Oh.
I don't know what else this one is.
I don't know what else to talk about.
What do you mean? You don't know what else to talk about? I have a list of stuff to talk about that we haven't even got to yet. This is what you do. You go. Do.
Like a list you made?
Uh-huh. Oh, you know what happened? I pooped in the bed.
Did you?
I did, yeah. So, I can't remember what night it was. A few nights ago, I had a stomach bug. I was up puking all night. Did I tell you about that?
No.
So, it was like almost time to go to bed, and I had taken vitamins, and my daughter had a stomach bug, like, I think Sunday night. So she woke up in the morning and she was covered in puke. And that day she was just miserable and she had diarrhea all day. And then the next day she was fine. So I ended up like getting ready to go to bed, and my stomach started to feel like it started to hurt, like like more than like, oh, I got a shit. It started to hurt. And so I ended up going to bed, and I'm like laying down, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go to sleep. And so I fell asleep, and then I woke up like, I don't know,
sorry,
an hour or so later. Did you just fart?
No, it was a burp.
Oh, that's fine. I'm pretty sure I burped directly into the mic earlier. So then I woke up like an hour and a half after that, and like I was just like, fuck, I gotta puke. So I get up and I went to the bathroom. And, like, I was in there for, like, 5 minutes, and I just started puking, like, on my own, you know what I mean? Like, because I hate making myself puke. But, like, that's the way to get it done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I do that last resort. So I puked a ton. Did that 4 times, woke up 4 different times.
Damn.
Like, just all night puked. Got up the next day, was fine. Had, like, a little bit of oh, that's what it was. This is when I shit the bed, yeah. Got up, like, not that day, but the next day. So mine was a little longer than 24 hours. But I got up, and I was, like, thought I was fine, and I went to fart in bed. I was laying down, and all of a sudden, I was like, oh, that's shit. And I got out, and it was, like, a trail of shit.
Oh, my God.
But Amy's had to clean up my shit. I've shit the bed twice with Amy. So,
since you've been with her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad. It's been a while.
Shit the bed twice, dude. She's never shit the bed, though.
I honestly don't think I have either. I've
I've woken up and I've looked like
I trusted that fart too much.
I look like I've pissed myself, but and yeah, I never shit myself. But there's still time.
Well, yeah, it's not fun. So I was like, yo, get out of the bathroom. And I ran in. I just jumped in the shower, dude. And my daughter's like, ew, it's... I was like, fuck you, bitch. But then I fucking... So that happened. So that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. So here, I'll just go down the list.
I'm sure everyone wants to hear that.
I mean, what? That's something that happened. It doesn't really... So, I talked to my Amy about this. All right, so... Faces of Death. Do you remember Faces of Death?
Yeah, I do. With the people... Yeah, the video of people...
Yeah, so this is reselling related.
Death, dying.
So you can't sell that online. So, like, there was a copy that came up online for sale with, like, a bunch of other DVDs, which, like, you can do because nobody's going to be like, oh, you know what I mean? You're not putting that you're selling that. Plus, I don't know if you can sell it on Facebook or not. But, so I asked her about it. She had no idea what it was. I was like, you didn't watch it? I was like, what was your childhood like that you didn't watch Faces of Death? And then she was like, I don't know, like, normal. And I was like, was it weird that we all watched Faces of Death, like, when we were youngers? Or is it just because we were boys?
What was her answer?
I think she just was like, she thought that she's like, you probably shouldn't have watched that at such a young age.
I know that I saw it, but I can't even think of like a specific like scene.
I looked it up after because I couldn't really remember. I remember the person getting sucked into jet engine.
Oh, but I've seen, they even put that on like Facebook now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not because like, you can go anywhere and see people getting killed.
No, I know, but it's not
back
even
in
like
the day. It was like crazy, but you can't buy it on like eBay, which is weird.
Why? Just because it's actual deaths?
Yeah, well, I looked it up because I was like, is it actual deaths? But I guess like there's some that are like faked for the movie because it's supposed to be like documentary style, which I remembered once that I saw that.
No, and yeah, it was like when you see people like crossing the train tracks and they're like, they don't look, and then this other train, like I think one, that's how one lady dies. She hit by the train, but it's like, is that real or is it?
Right.
Well, I guess back then it's hard to fake.
Do you remember that show on Spike TV, 1,000 Ways to Die?
Mm-hmm.
That show was crazy too, but that wasn't like, as they didn't show you people getting killed.
Yeah, just the crazy ways that people have died.
Yeah.
Like explaining it, not really. There's no video.
Right.
No video of it, but.
One of the craziest ones was like a dude stuffed like a, it was like a 8-ball or something down his throat because he was used to doing it with the cue ball, smaller ball, and then he tried with the bigger ball and it got stuck.
Oh, like you're talking about like. Like a pool ball.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like an 8-ball of drugs.
No, it was like a pool ball.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking
about drugs.
He
tried with like the cue ball first or something. He was used to doing it. He would swallow it and like spit it back out.
What was the reason?
I don't know. It was just like a trick that he would do at the bar.
Swallow guys' balls.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I know. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but that was just one of the... I just remember some of the ways that people died on that show. And there was like...
Oh, so he ended up... He couldn't get it out of his throat.
Yeah, he died. Yeah, it was on 1,000 Ways to Die. So that was how he died.
Oh.
And then there was another one where like these people take mushrooms.
What is that? What's that beep?
The monitor's dying.
Sounds like an ambulance, like two-way thing when they like talk to each other. It's like beep.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It sounded like my child. I think she's sleeping. Whoa. Oh shit, she's sleeping.
Isla?
Yeah.
Why, was she just up a minute ago?
Yeah, so we got time still because she's just playing. So Isla's sleeping. I thought she was up. I couldn't see her first.
Who's sleeping?
Isla. Isla usually up doesn't sleep. Ivy's up asleep. Ivy woke up and she's up playing.
Oh, Ivy. Okay.
Yeah, she's not screaming, crying. So she's just hanging out, chilling. But Isla fell asleep because she's been there. I think she might. I didn't realize she was sleeping. So yeah, we can probably squeeze out another 15 minutes, dude, and do a full hour. But yeah, the reason I do an hour is I'm pretty sure that if you do an hour for like advertising reasons, once I have enough people listening to do advertisements, because I totally plan on doing advertisements and putting shit behind a paywall. Like I would normally do an episode like this behind a paywall once I have enough people to do a paywall.
I don't even know what that means.
So like a Patreon, do you know what Patreon is?
That's where people pay to just watch you jerk off.
That's OnlyFans.
I mean, not play video games. I mean,
that's Twitch,
but the same concept, just other stuff.
Yes.
Hold on,
I'm finishing up a podcast. Give me a minute, and I'll come up and get you. Okay.
These fucking kids.
Go hang out with your sister. Go hang out with your sister. Go hang out with your sister, then I'll come up and get you. This little shit.
Hmm? I thought she was just sleeping.
I thought she was. She wasn't. That's why I shouldn't have said anything. Okay, I'll be right up. Can you read a book for a minute and I'll be right up? Or go hang out with your sister. Fuck. Said, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Either read a book or go hang out with your sister and I'll be right up. See? My bad. All right, sorry. I'm trying to squeeze this out. Oh, so all right. So that sale, remember that sale we went to last year where I bought the Lego sets, the complete Lego sets?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that chick with the big ass titties.
Mm.
So that sale's coming up again this year. But I was thinking about the...
Doesn't your wife listen to this?
She appreciates big titties. And she doesn't listen to this. We already established that. Yeah. But she does appreciate big titties. I think I told her about them when I... after we picked those Legos up. But anyway, that sale's coming up this year, but there's all this, or this week, but there's also like another big, it's like a community wide sale, but that one is like condominium, so it's all people who are like retired. So I think I'm gonna go to the other one because I kind of like to zig when everybody zags. Hold on, dude.
Oh, my God.
Hey, give me a minute, babe. I'll be right up. I'm almost done. Give me a minute. So, I was thinking that, like, you fucking... Yeah, dude, when you zig instead of... When everybody zags, dude, sometimes you see some titties along the way.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, we could finish on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting paid to do...
Go ahead.
I'll do the intro later and it'll be... Well, what? Do the intro now?
Yeah, and then you can just...
No, I have to like stop it and then
move it to forward.
Another one.
Oh, yeah. You can do it when I'm going then.
You really going to leave right after this?
Yeah, I want to go home.
Kid, you're a little bitch.
What are we going to... I've been here all day. I'm tired now.
That's true. You can sleep on this. It's a pull-out couch. I'll pull it out and you can lay down. Take a nap.
No, I'm good.
I was going to make some food.
No, I'm going to head back.
All right, that's fine.
It's Easter tomorrow, man.
That's fine. I know I got to clean up.
Yeah, we've already established. Sorry. I could see the hurt in your eyes.
No, it's fine. I'm going to get the kids up and then make them some food, and then we're going to go outside and clean. I'll clean up while they play.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
So thank you for the CDs, and thank you for doing the podcast, even though we didn't get to do a full hour because my kids, I know it's like such a burden for you.
No,
stopped my podcast that I'm not getting paid to do.
No, it's fine. It's what happens when you have kids. I don't have any, so I can't deal with it. But
do you think that let's finish with this. Hold on. We got to finish with Well, fuck, I wanted to bitch about the eBay feedback policy. I wanted to bitch about eBay in general, but
you can
I'm
do
not
that
even have time. I'm going to
say you can do that on
eBay
your own because I don't even know anything about
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck, where's my wallet?
I don't know anything about it, so.
Hold on, let me go to my wallet. Actually, I can't.
What is this thing?
It's like an adapter for this SD card. We didn't get into any of the stuff we were talking about earlier either. We should have talked about that stuff. Like all the conspiracy stuff.
I mean, you need more podcasts, right?
Maybe a little bit.
No, I'm saying like you need more in the future so we can do.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was thinking too, you don't actually need me. I mean, I would come here, but you could put like the mic up to like the phone or like something too. If, you know,
or do like Zoom. No, I don't do Zoom.
Zoom or Teams.
I only do them in person.
Do you go Teams?
What?
Microsoft Teams?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's like another.
I won't do pod. I did them like that for a little bit.
Oh,
I fucking
have said
hated
that.
It.
Do we got to get like a copyrights?
No.
Is that Microsoft?
No, I mean, they're not a sponsor. It's just.
Because this is podcast so huge, you know?
No.
I'm just saying. Cut that out. I don't want to make fun of it. You're just starting.
You can
out.
Make fun of it.
I know you're just starting out. I mean,
I make fun of it all the time. It's fine.
But you're starting out. You never know. It could get huge, and I'll look like a fucking asshole.
I know. I'm gonna remember this episode.
Well, at least it'll be early on. So,
and then I'll be like, remember that time? I was like, I was gonna hire you to be my money guy, my accountant, but then. Fucking I'll play this clip right when I'm giving you the papers to sign and then the paper's gonna fucking disintegrate and the clip's gonna come up and it's gonna be you saying that
and then you're
like
be,
fuck you
and
bitch
and then you slide other papers and be like you're fired.
Shit, that would be funny. But anyway, do you think my yard sale was a success?
Yeah, I mean I only made one sale when you were busy and.
Oh yeah, remind me to pay you for the ticket before you leave.
Yeah,
or did I pay you? No, I didn't.
You didn't know. Okay. But no, he bought. He had only like a handful of games, like 5 or 6, and gave me $10. So I was like, I mean, that seemed pretty successful. So if.
Yeah, all those games were like not.
Yeah, I was
just saying
they were like
sell.
Shitty like Xbox.
I
games.
I sold so. All the good games.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah. I mean, if, and then the Haitian ladies probably. Paid for your trip to Vegas.
Dude, they were so pumped how everything was so cheap. She was like, how much is this? But she was about to bust out quarter. She was like, do you take Cash App? And I the only reason I said no, I said no immediately just because I want cash for my trip to Vegas. And then but then she busted out the quarters. I was like, and so I had to be like, I take Cash App, but I just wanted money. You know what I mean? I didn't want to look like I was like, no, I don't take Cash App.
But I didn't even, not even heard, and I don't assume the other lady was Haitian, but the second one.
They may not have been Haitian too, yeah.
She sounded almost Jamaican a little, right?
They both had Ash. I said Haitian because you said Haitian, well, so you're the one who's in the wrong.
I know the first lady was Haitian because I used to go to my church. We shared it with the Haitian church.
They were cool either way, whatever.
Oh, no, I don't care what they are. I'm just saying. I was trying to recognize the accent. I think the second lady was, she sounded almost Jamaican a little.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone will call me a racist for saying that, but I like accents.
I don't know. The one lady I gave her my card, she was like, I'm going to have to call you, man.
She's Jamaican.
She didn't say it like that. But she did. She was like,
no, but she wasn't
like,
Haitian.
She was from like Rhode Island.
It wasn't Haitian. Yeah, I know that probably. They live here
she
now.
She said overseas. She said, I send the stuff overseas. So
yeah,
she's sending it somewhere.
Yeah, you can tell.
We don't have to assume it's an island, but it's probably an island.
Yeah, that's
fair to assume as somebody who's from of island descent.
Yes, and that's all right to say. It's
not you're from Canada. You guys are fucking racist as shit. You're a Canadian and American, the two most racist people. No, I'm just kidding. We're probably not the most racist people.
Well, I'm American first.
Looking at Germany there.
Then I'm Canadian.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, we're at 54 minutes, dude. Let's just push it.
End this.
No, let's push it. Push it. We're almost there. Dude, I'm telling you, you got to. An hour length is the way you got to. You just got to fucking
trick. I know, but you can fill it with anything you want.
what do you mean? Why not just fill it with each fill
each other up?
Fill it with each other. Just let's just.
I know, but I can't.
Do you want to read the CDs again? Would that make you do the last 6 minutes if we read each one? I didn't see Weird Al Yankovic, the TV album. I missed that one. That's a good one.
I just think, I don't know.
It's probably worth $2, but.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't see Soundgarden.
Soundgarden, that's an awesome album, but I find it all the time.
But it's not, yeah. Outcast, you don't even know what,
those Outcast albums are really good.
Soundgarden album this is.
Aquemini might be my favorite Outcast album.
Do you even know what Soundgarden is? This isn't an album. This is a greatest hits album.
Yeah, I know it's a greatest hits album. I've heard. I had Soundgarden A sides. Everybody had a Soundgarden A sides.
Got two Smash Mouth CDs.
That guy died. I know. Those are worth a lot of money now. Actually, shit.
I know, right?
I'm fucking with you. Cisco, Unleash the Dragon thong song. That's a good one.
Dragon, Savage Garden.
Savage Garden.
Santana.
Oh, what was Savage Garden?
I knew I loved you before I met you. I think that's this one.
I knew I
loved you. Yeah, I knew I loved you. But the, no, but honestly, this CD. I
hope these kids don't destroy the house.
This CD, I know it's, I don't know if it's all right to say homo and no homo, but like.
No, it's no Diddy now. That's what they're saying.
No Diddy. But this is what they said online. This is from 1999, but this had, like all these songs that like were like hits. Like this whole CD was actually really good.
Let me see what's the front.
If you were
Savage Garden.
If you were gay, but
no, they did make really good albums, and I liked it for some reason.
This was
Radiohead.
This was one of my.
I was just listening to Karma Police the other day.
That's on here too, Karma Police and Paranoid Android and No Surprises. That's a good song.
Sweet.
Two Outkast CDs. Oasis. Already did those. You got even some. Random shit, but like, look at this CD. Like, this is the shit. Hold this for a second. This is the shit that needs to be worth money. Like, you don't get this shit anywhere.
T-Pain. You think T-Pain's album is worth money?
Yeah, like,
I love T-Pain.
Pop up like that?
And then, T-Pain is a very underrated artist.
No one's gonna have the original shit in here.
Everybody has it.
No.
I mean, yeah, a lot of times they don't, but a lot of times they do.
And then they actually
you'd be surprised.
They actually have the CD.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Scratches. You'd be surprised. I sell a lot of these CDs.
I know. I got Weezer, the Verve Pipe. Oh, Third Eye Blind. Got three Third Eye Blinds.
You didn't mention Jack Johnson.
Take It Back Sunday. Story
John Mayer. Limp Bizkit. I did. Limp Bizkit. That Limp Bizkit album. I borrowed from you. Is that the same album you've always had?
Yeah, the $3 bill.
So that album I borrowed from you
yeah.
when I was too young to listen to explicit content. And it's can you take the mic back? So I'm not holding two mics.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. That's original. You can tell. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the one you borrowed.
And I gave it to your brother to give to you.
You could still sniff your friggin'.
And he left it on the coffee table, and your mom found it. And I remember your mom talking to me and being like, you know, Jameson's not supposed to have those albums, and you shouldn't be listening to that stuff either. And your mom wouldn't want you listening to that stuff. And I was like, you know what, Cupid? No, I don't
But, like, even these, like, fucking Boston.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Boston.
Not worth money.
Just shut the fuck up. And then, I'm just kidding, like Wallflowers, like just random CDs. Yeah. I know,
cool
I'm not asking.
$3 album.
I'm not asking, yeah, I don't care if they're money, I'm just saying.
no, well, but, you're just saying like the
But
people.
Then I have like, you know, I have another Red Hot here, and like for some reason this one's over here, but that's worth like 25. I don't know. I got R. Kelly.
Is Sonic Flood
it's
Christian?
Be Sonic Flood is Christian, yeah.
I might be texting you to be like, is this Christian or is this...
Yeah, I think the Christian is mainly
Crazy Town Butterfly. That was
yeah.
a good song.
This is DC Talk right here. Oh yeah, so DC Talk. I got three albums. And then some of these two are like Christian, like sample, like just how we had like you know, like the albums we went to. This one kind of sucks, but this is like a Christian like sample.
You're
album.
Not talking into the mic. So
oh, this is like a Christian sample album. So like.
Cool.
You know, I keep swearing and talking about Christian albums, but just, you know, stuff people might not have, like no one's going to have this friggin' Valley Forge Christian College presents shows in 2000. Like, this should go for a lot of money.
I think you're joking, but
I mean, I think that there'd be like a.
But honestly, the Christian stuff could be like that's not yeah, gonna be it.
Like Senses Fail, like
Senses Fail. That's Christian.
It's
that's not.
Not
Christian. It's got fucking.
Yeah, it's Christian. Like,
Christian
no, I
parental
it, they're all mixed in, but I think I mixed. These are all like what's the word?
I'm yeah, looking. I'll probably lot them
what's
by
the
genre.
Word? Oh, these are all secular.
Secular. They're not because they're all. I could see that they're all mixed in.
No. But these there'll be no Christian in here, and this is secular and Christian.
There'll be no Christians here.
This is mixed in right here. All right, you kids are up.
Let's finish up. So with that, don't touch the fucking stuff. All right.
Fucking done.
Thanks, guys. Right. See you next week. Jameson, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem.
And I'll do the intro later.
All right, bye.